Coming up on the show later on, we're going to have lots of new music, including new tracks from Moncrief, a new one from Mongoose and Eden as well. But right now we have an artist from the southeast, from Wexford. We have Mr. Luke Jackson, better known as Jackson, here with me in studio. Luke, how are you?
Not too bad.
So
doing good.
It's kind of a half a miserable night out, but it's kind of half okay as well.
Yeah, Asher, look. Kind of miserable nights we're used to here, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so the name is your stage name is Jackson, and you're spelling it J A X S O N.
It is. Yeah.
This is a play on your real name, which
my surname. Yeah, of course. I looked up. I was like, okay, look, I'm starting this new project. I have to find something. I looked up Luke Jackson, and I'd say around 10 to 15 artists came up called Luke Jackson.
Right.
And I was like, right. So if someone looks me up, they're going to find 15 Luke Jacksons before me. So I was like going through names, trying to find loads. And I just said, look, that was the best one. That it was the most unique. So
yeah,
I just stuck with it and just went with that. You know,
I suppose the other thing, somebody might confuse you as one of the member of the famous Jackson family from the States. Like, you know, I mean, I suppose it mightn't be a bad thing, but you know, maybe that can be your spiel when you start to break America. Remember that time Michael Jackson was in Ireland? Well, yeah. Guess what?
Every night.
Right. So Luke, you've been playing around for a number of years. You've been playing in a couple of bands, and I'm going to find out about that in a few minutes, but you're about to release, is this your first
debut single?
Your debut single under the name Jackson.
Yes.
Right. What's the song about?
Basically, it's about trying to achieve something and just having things just pull you back, and you're nearly there and you're kind of just kept being pulled back, and it's about trying to overcome it and fight for it and stuff like that, hence the name. So it's just about it's a kind of motivational. It's meant to kind of, you know, get people fire in their belly, you know what I mean? So
tell you, okay, well, let's have a listen to it. This is All I'm Fighting For, Jackson, on Beat 102 103. Am I correct in saying, is this the first play of it?
First ever exclusive play, yeah.
Just magic.
Thanks, Rob.
Close my eyes and my head is in the fast lane. Open wide, no surprise, I can't think straight. Look outside, see the sunrise and my heart sank. Another night passing by, morning skies come to greet me.
So there you go, that's All I'm Fighting For, Jackson, on Irish Beats. And that's the first play of that ever anywhere in the world. I'm delighted to have Jackson himself, Mr. Luke Jackson, here with us in studio. That's Jackson with a J-A-X-S-O-N. Not to be confused with anyone from a musical family from the States. Right, so Luke, that's your first single, but it's not your first rodeo. It's not like this is the first song you've ever written. You've been playing around for quite some time. So how did you arrive at the point where you are today?
Basically, I've been doing pub gigs since I was like 14. Stick me in a corner of the pub and I lash away, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. But
lash away in the music. We don't want to say more 14 year olds lashing away in the pubs.
No, I probably wasn't allowed to be in the pub, but sure, look. Yeah, and then
that's one of those weird things. If they ever actually police that, the music industry is dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're from Wexford originally.
Am,
is it Wexford town?
Kirklaw.
Oh, Kirklaw. Yeah. Beautiful part of the world. Yeah, lovely.
Oh, yeah. 5 minutes away from the beach.
Okay. So you're playing in pubs.
Mm. 14, 15. And then I hit 16, transition year. And I get into a band and stuff like that. And just gigging around with the band. 4 years of that, really, just gaining experience. Great experience. And then I just kind of came to a stage where just as things go, just kind of fell apart and stuff. No hard feelings or anything, just happened. And I took the whole year of 2016 to just put my head down and say, right, I don't want to give up music, like, because it's the only thing that I can do, you know. So I just said, right, get the three best musicians I can, like guitar, bass, drums, start rehearsing, start writing songs from scratch, do everything from scratch. Took the whole 2016 and then I said it on January 1st, 2016, that I was going to release myself on January 1st, 2017 as Jackson.
Mm.
And I just put my head down for the whole year, did absolutely nothing. And I just, released myself down. It's a scary thing to do because especially in Wexford, you know everyone and you just kind of just have to do it. No, look, you're going to get judged and stuff, but sure, look.
And are you worried about that?
I was at the time. And then when I hit publish, when I just did it, I was like, right decision, and I just went with it. And you have to be confident in something you're doing, or else there's no point in doing it. You have to be motivated, and you have to be, you know.
I suppose if you're willing to take the plaudits, people saying, aren't you grateful, you have to be willing to take something saying, you're a fool.
And yeah, you know. It's paid off anyway, so I'm happy.
So, and you gig a lot, do you?
Yeah, I like getting the gigs at first, it's like, you email people and they're like, okay, who are you? And then they won't reply, and you're like, sound. But I kind of got underway February, March, April, and actually, Wolf, who was last week, you had him?
No, I played him on the show last week. He's coming on the show next week, I think, or the week after. Yeah. No, not next week. Do you know? No, definitely not next week. He's coming on the show in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
He got me as support in Sky in the Ground in, I think it was May, for the start of his tour. And that kind of helped kick off things as well. And yeah, I just got established a bit up in Dublin, kind of started to get gigs. And I started really kind of just, once people saw me live, then they're like, okay, this guy can play, obviously. And
yeah.
They just got, start booking me then. And yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and you enjoy it?
Oh, it's the best thing in the world.
Right, what's your best gig so far?
Oh, I played in the Bowery in Dublin. It's a new venue in Ratmines, and that was class. It was just, it's a pirate ship, like, and all the interior...
Fantastic.
Yeah, all the interior is just like a ship, like, and then the stage, it's like, if you imagine a ship kind of going into a wall, like, sailing to a wall, and then the front of the ship kind of goes in back in on itself.
Yeah.
And that's the stage. And it's just messed up. You have to look it up on Google Images or something.
The Bowery. I'm definitely going to have to look that up. Right. So if what's the inverse of that question is, what's been your worst gig?
Okay. Oh my God.
Go on now.
You know what? I don't think I've had a worst gig.
Go on now. Listen, are you a musician or are you a politician?
Okay,
everyone has had a howler.
I played in the Workman's Club. My first ever gig as Jackson.
Yeah.
My guitarist, Alex, unfortunately, he couldn't make it. And we were the three piece. First ever gig. We were like, okay, sure, look, lads, we'll just go for it. And we'll just, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah.
And it was a bit ropey and nobody turned up. And we were kind of playing to no one. And we just kind of got off stage and we were like, look, took all the positives. You know, we threw away the negatives. We were like, okay, we all knew that wasn't the best, but we'll just go for it anyway and we'll get better the next time. And then the next time we play the belter.
But that's it. When you have an absolute howler, the only way is up, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
as Yaz once said. I know that reference has probably gone straight over your head because you're way too young for that. Are you?
22. You
know, what?
I'm 22. But
Yaz and the plastic power generation. Oh, okay, right. Sorry. Yeah, it's look, anyway, it's music for old people. Right, come here. But talking about music, right, we were talking about you doing live and we played the single, but you have your guitar with us, or with you. I'm very impressed by the fact that your guitar looks quite lived in. There's a bit of a kind of a Glenn Hanser thing going on here. Yeah. It looks like you kind of bait the bejesus out of it, I'd say.
Yeah, I kind of do give it socks. Yeah. Usually I use the electric now, but when I'm playing. But as I said, I've been doing pub gigs for years and stuff. So the guitar has its fair share of gigs underneath its belt, you know. So
it's lived in.
Definitely, yeah.
Excellent. Right, well, look, so you're going to do a song for us now. What's this song called?
The song's called Father. It's on YouTube and stuff like that. It was one of the first songs I wrote that I was kind of like, okay, this is, you know, I'm progressing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wrote a few songs and they don't exist anymore, you know. But you have to write 100 bad songs before you're a good one, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, this one's Father.
Okay, so this is Father from Jackson live on Beat 102 103. Take it away, sir.
Hold your breath, you're going down again, just like you did the last time you fell down, down again, with nowhere left to run beyond the trigger of a gun. You said, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. And you said, Father, oh, let me in, 'cause my mind's telling me I'm blind, telling me I'm broke, because I came here with a prayer. I'm not here or I'm not there. I'm fighting for an answer,
but nobody's up there. I came here with a prayer, a terrible despair. My mind's telling me I'm blind, telling me I'm broke. Is anybody there? Faith can be a horrid mystery, death and destruction with no interruption, no. We pray for a little more. We're knocking on your door. We're calling ground control. Can someone please answer me? We say, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. Yeah, yeah. We say, Father, won't let me in, 'cause my mind's telling me I'm blind, telling me I'm broke. Because I came here with a prayer, I'm not here or I'm not there. I'm fighting for an answer, but nobody's up there. I came here with a prayer, a terrible despair. My mind's telling me I'm blind, telling me I'm broke. Is anybody there? Is anybody there?
That is Jackson and Father live on Irish Beats this Sunday evening. 18 minutes past nine, mark the time, because that's the first time you might have heard that guy, and it certainly will not be the last. Right, now you do have some gigs coming up. You do have a couple of like big gigs. You're going to be playing at the Spiegel Tent.
Yes, that's kind of a big one for me. I went in to the, I realised there was no Wexford Artists show at the Spiegel Tent. So I went in and I said, look, we need to sort something out, because there's a huge talent in Wexford and our music scene's actually really good. So I went in and I says, right, if I get four acts plus me, can we throw together the gig? And he says, yeah. And we have a show Monday 16th of October, and really excited about it. It's going to be huge. So
okay, so it's yourself and who else?
Oh yeah, myself, Niall Cash, who we go back years, Fifth for Kings.
Oh, deadly, yeah.
Yeah, who played Gory, the Beat.
They did. They won a competition, and really, I should know what that is. Yeah. But I can't remember because I have a head like a sieve.
Yeah, the show on Gory anyway. That
yeah,
hosted,
that's yeah. Right.
Megan Kate Doolin and Rachel Grace.
Deadly.
Yeah. So yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so good. It's just going to be a really good night for Wexford music. So
might there be a chance of a kind of a mass collaboration at the end?
Who knows? You might have to go to find out.
I like your style. I like your style. Right. So Jackson, if somebody wants to find out more about you.
Yes.
Where should they go?
You can go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all Jackson Sound. So JAXSON Sound. And you can find out everything there. I've got gigs in Dublin in the Underground venue on Thursday, and Imagine Arts Festival in Ishkavaha in right here in Waterford.
Brilliant.
On the 28th of October for Imagine Arts Festival. So
deadly. Deadly. And if you want to see what Jackson looks like, and also has links to the social, head on to the Irish Beats Facebook page, and there's three pictures of you performing that tune there. Now
hopefully I don't have a face for radio.
No, you're grand. Hey, it takes one to know one. You're alright. Right, well listen, Luke Jackson, thank you very much for coming in. We look
thank
forward to hearing
much.
More of your music. Best of luck with the single, and best of luck with the gigs in the
Thanks
Spiegel
for
Tent
having me, Rob. Thank you
on the 16th you
Spiegel
said?
Tent, yeah, 16th of October.
Deadly stuff. Now you mentioned that the person who produced All I'm Fighting For,
Darren Nolan, yeah.
He also produced the new basketball tune.
He did, yeah. It was up in Astaclapa Studios in Gorey.
Jelly, well, that nicely segues into this. This is Diving Hour from Baskerville on Beat 102 and 103.